This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
The Lost Tribes of Israel sounds like a new Indiana Jones movie, doesn't it? But the truth is that historians and scholars today can only account for two of the 12 tribes that originally made up the nation of Israel. The term Lost Tribes refers to the 10 tribes that formed the Northern Kingdom during biblical times. You'll recall that the nation of Israel had been divided into two kingdoms. The Northern Kingdom was formed when the 10 tribes rebelled against Solomon's son and successor Rehoboam and formed their own nation. Only the tribes of Judah and Benjamin remained and made up the Southern Kingdom. After the 10 tribes were exiled from their land by the Assyrian army some 2,700 years ago, they've never been heard from since. Countless attempts have been made to locate and identify the lost tribes. Despite speculation about what exactly happened, stories of the recent discovery and return to Israel of the B'nai Manasseh, the Jews living in India, and the Jews of Cush or Ethiopia, support the idea that Jewish exiles in the north migrated to the four corners of the earth just as the Bible prophesied. Thousands of years later, God remains faithful to his promise in Isaiah 11:12, bringing home the lost tribe of Manasseh from India and the lost tribe of Dan from Ethiopia.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Rabbi Eckstein invites you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the Jewish people by recording a prayer on the Fellowship's prayer line at 888-241-IFCJ. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.